Thank you. Concerning your last point, I want to point out we have the ITC greening strategy. And yesterday we concluded we should have a thorough check of our terms of references and our work program to see if some adaptations are needed to have a 100% match with the ITC greening strategy. So we asked the Secretariat to do that exercise. And I think that will be helpful to give some more guidance as you requested. Maybe with not my hat as chair, but from the Belgian hat on, some insights what's happening concerning greening and digitalization in Belgium. We have made, together with the sector, we launched it 2 years ago, our own national green deal on the greening of inland navigations. Different actions are being developed under that national green deal. For example, we are looking at the funding possibilities, which I mentioned in a previous intervention. But there it's difficult to make available sufficient resources on the national level. We are also looking at where regulation has to be adapted on our national level to help greening initiatives of the sector. And recently, we are also exploring the possibilities of eco-navigation. This involves taking into account various factors, such as water resistance of an inland vessel, water levels, waiting times at locks, etc. And the goal is to determine the optimal speed and engine power for the vessel in order to have the most economic fuel consumption, which of course will have a positive impact. So it's something we try to encourage and also try to give the tools to inland navigation to help them to be as economic as possible. But of course, there you have a bit of tension with the independence of the own sailor, of course, and the tools you you offer to them to help to reduce their fuel costs. So there's also an interest for them, but it also demands a mind shift. Of course, we as Belgium, we are also a member state of the CCNR, so there you also have the program on greening with the works which are being developed on the a label for inland navigation, a green label. And concerning digitalization, we are having a program to have the service of all our locks from distance, so that's also in development. And of course, we have also the development on concerning RIS on our waterways. Concerning digitalization, I think it's also useful to mention the EU plans for digital registration of navigation time. Yeah, the European Commission plans initiative on e-tools together with new crewing tables, and e-tools will allow crew members to digitally register the sailing time, and Cisne QP is currently studying the issues and preparing a proposal for the European Commission. So that are some developments on the Belgium, EU and CCNR level in these topics. And maybe, Victoria, you can limit yourself to the not going through each question individually, but what are the main issues you see when you have received the answers in order to have a more precise discussion?
Can I just add something?